Good day, North Pole. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is September 11th. Your North Pole weather is holding steady at about negative 10 degrees Celsius. It's going to be another hot one. The sun is low on the horizon, but will not set completely for another 12 days. This is your last chance to work on a tan. The morning commute looks good. Traffic is moving well on all roads except on South Ice 99 at Arctic Way. Cars are temporarily stopped for a polar bear and her family to cross. Once that clears up, you should all have a smooth ride to work. Today's listener email comes from designer Elf Coco. She writes, "Just a note to let you all know that a new exhibit is opening at the Museum of Supernatural History. It's called The Changing Fashions of Santa Claus and has the actual clothes Santa has worn from his days as Bishop of Myra in the early 300s until modern times. There you will see his bishop's robes, his Flemish trunk hose and broad-brimmed hat mentioned by Washington Irving, the long underwear and all-fur hat worn while posing for Thomas Nast in the mid-1800s, the Victorian robes in brown, blue, white, and purple, and finally the more modern outfits of red and white as shown in the portraits of Haddon Sundblom. These priceless costumes are rarely on display and will only be at the museum until Epiphany, January 6th. Thanks for writing in, Elf Coco. I, for one, can't wait to visit the museum. If you have news you'd like me to read on the air, please send me an email at elfstacyrose@aol.com. Now it's time for Lucrece Beale's Santa and the Pigwidgeon, Chapter 3. Chapter 3, Claus Begins a Trip. Claus stared at the small brass key that clattered from the old black purse. "Don't touch it," begged Mrs. Claus. "You may be cursed."
"Perhaps," said Claus. "On the other hand, it may be the key to the curse that was laid on the children."
He picked up the key and examined it. On its side was printed the single word, "Pigwidgeon." "Pigwidgeon?" exclaimed Mrs. Claus. "What could it mean?"
"I don't know," said Claus softly, "but I'm going to find out if I have to travel to the end of the earth."
He went to his workshop and packed up all the toys he had made. He loaded another bag with the cookies and cakes and sweetmeats Mrs. Claus had made. He said goodbye to Mrs. Claus and set out. He stopped at the nearest house where a sleeping child lay. He told the parents he was going away and he wanted to leave gifts for all the children.
"They'll never see them. They'll never wake," sobbed the mother.
"They were cursed by the wind from the black purse," groaned the father. "I will find a way to break the curse," swore Claus. "When the children wake, they will find a gift and a cake. If I don't come back, perhaps they will remember Claus."
He went to the child's bed, and not finding anything else to put the gifts in, stuffed them in the child's own stocking and hung it on the bed. He went to every house in the village until his sacks were empty and no child had been forgotten. Then he took the narrow winding road that led across the mountain range to a distant town. The people there were known to be smart and traveled. He was sure they would know the meaning of the Pigwidgeon key. When he came to the town, there were few people in the streets. All were sorrowful. Claus went up to a man and said,
"Why is the town so quiet and the people so sad?"
"Our children have been stricken with a strange malady," replied the man. "They sleep and will not wake." Then Claus was indeed heavy-hearted. He knew the vapor that had escaped from the black purse had spread across the mountain range and would go on and on until all children everywhere fell asleep. Claus drew the key from his pocket and asked the man if he had ever heard of Pigwidgeon. The man shook his head. Claus searched out another man to ask him the same question and got the same reply. He asked everyone he saw. He knocked on doors. He went in the shops. He went to the school teachers and the librarians and the doctors and the police. No one had ever heard of Pigwidgeon or had any idea what it meant. Claus was in despair. Wearily, he sat down on a curbstone. An old, old woman sat down beside him.
"I have heard of the Pigwidgeon," she crooned.
"Tell me," cried Claus eagerly, "what do you know?"
"I know what a crooked-legged elf told me 100 years ago. Wheezed the ancient crone.
"What was that?" begged Claus.
"Only this I'll say," hissed the old woman. "Forget the Pigwidgeon and return to your home."
That's the end of Chapter 3, elves. Tune in next time for Chapter 4, Patrick Tweedlemees. Today's Elfcast was brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. Requests for letters from Santa will be taken through December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. I'm Elf Stacy, wishing you a good day, North Pole.